The Office of Consumer Protection investigates and solves consumer complaints. A recent one included woodchucks, unscrupulous unlicensed tree trimmers who often target senior citizens. Here's is a cautionary story.
In 1 mile, turn right onto Benil Drive.
I'm Eric Friedman, director of Montgomery County's Office of Consumer Protection. We're heading out to a consumer's home in Rockville. He was victimized by some unlicensed home improvement contractors, was defrauded of approximately $22,000. Good, hi, Ms. Belt. Good to see you.
Mr. Belt informed me that the unlicensed contractor approached him in his front yard.
I had a tree that was basically dead. I wanted to get rid of that.
After a short conversation, Mr. Belt agreed to have two trees removed from his yard and had the stumps removed.
So they were supposed to grind the stumps?
Supposed to grind the stumps.
And what did they do instead of grinding the stumps?
They just left them there.
Just left them there?
Yeah.
However, as is typical with unscrupulous contractors, they started looking for more work to do and they got into the attic.
And they came down saying that there were, I don't know whether it was 8 boards or something, that were rotten from the water.
Thousands of dollars later, Mr. Belt knew something was wrong and called the police.
So the police officer went into the attic and found evidence.
He found evidence. There was a water bottle that they had used to wet down the insulation and show it to me.
We've heard that story before.
Yes, of course.
Where they fake wet insulation.
Yeah.
Doing this kind of work without a license is in fact a criminal activity. We're going to continue to work with the police to try and prosecute these unlicensed contractors.
My reason for this interview is really to say the amazingly good supportive service I have received from the county. It is really incredible.